We're obviously looking at a suicide.
That does seem the only explanation of all the facts.
Wrong. It's one possible explanation of some of the facts. You've got a solution that you like, but you're choosing to ignore anything you see that doesn't comply with it.
Like?
It moves on the right side of his head.
And?
Van Coom is left-handed. Requires quite a bit of contortion.
Left-handed?
I'm amazed you didn't notice. All you have to do is look around this flat. Coffee table on the left-hand side, coffee mug handle pointing to the left. Power sockets habitually use the ones on the left. Pen and paper on the left-hand side of the phone because he picked it up with his right and took down messages with his left. You want me to go on?
No, I think you've covered.
I might as well. I'm almost at the bottom of the list. There's a knife on the breadboard with butter on the right side of the blade. Because he used it with his left, it's highly unlikely that a left-handed man would shoot himself in the right side of his head. Conclusion, someone broke in here and murdered him. Only explanation of all the facts.
But the gun...
He was waiting for the killer. He'd been threatened.
What?
Today at the bank, sort of a warning.
He fired a shot when his attacker came in.
And the bullet?
Went through the open window.
Oh, come on. What are the chances of that?
Waiting for you to get the ballistics report. Bullets in his brain wasn't fired from his gun, I guarantee it.
But if his door was locked from the inside, how did the killer get in?
Good. You're finally asking the right questions.